Hello, dear friends. Perhaps by now you have already encountered some real life meditations that feel like the right key for you. Keys that most powerfully unlock your meditative potential in actual daily life. It would be good to make a note of these meditations, so you can then return to them at the end of the challenge and reactivate them more and more during your day. Remember that the entire principle of free life meditations is that through them we form a bridge that connects our ordinary, mundane consciousness with the meditative state. Without this bridge, you'll always experience the disconnection between extraordinary states while in meditation and ordinary states while away from meditation. The major teaching of this type of meditations is that meditation is not a special practice. The two worlds must flow into one another. With every day of practice in this challenge, you are building this bridge. So here we are in our third heart opening meditation. And today we are awakening a relatively unknown Tibetan Buddhist meditation called the inner cave. The inner cave meditation is based off one of the common yogic metaphors for the heart chakra, that of the heart as a cave, hidden, secret, and mysterious. Feel how real and relevant this metaphor is for your heart right now, at the depth. Imagine your heart as an ancient cave in which the lamp of awareness is forever kept lit. So this heart meditation is your way to enter this cave and rest in this cave. To reach the cave, you need to move from surface to depth. The Tibetan Buddhist teacher, Tsokni Rinpoche, describes three aspects of the heart: the outer, or the surface, the inner, or the middle, and the secret, or the innermost heart. The outer heart, which is the closest to the surface of the chest, can be thought of as the threshold to the cave. The surface heart is affected by circumstances and interactions with people. It is shaped by the day-to-day effects of our interaction with the world. This layer is a source of both joy and pain. The thoughts, emotions, hopes, and fears that it contains are conditioned by outside phenomena, outside triggers. So it is subject to the winds of circumstances. And as a result, it accumulates confusion, anger, attachment, pride, jealousy. It is also the part that erects a wall to defend itself from further hurts and disappointments. Because it is so vulnerable to outside triggers. Then there is the second layer of the heart chakra, which is located in the interior heart cave. This is the inner heart. It contains our inner feelings, moods, and deeper impressions and imprints. This middle heart determines how we feel about ourselves. It includes self-image, the thoughts we have about ourselves, judgments, and personal identity. But then there is the deepest level, where we want to travel today, and that is the secret heart. The secret heart is deeply connected with the immeasurable, that which cannot be put into language, that which cannot be known. It is also the part of the heart that has forever remained unaffected, untouched, unshaped by circumstances. It is always what it is, as it is. It is both free and indestructible. So this secret heart chakra exists deep within the subtle body. And it is so deep that it cannot be named or recognized, at least not recognized in the ordinary sense of the word. So the only way to commune with this profound part of the heart is by moving into the deep space of the cave, which is described like a journey into the heart of darkness. Darkness not in a negative sense, in the sense of the unknowable. Think of it like that, since it is the most intimate part. It is so close to us that it is actually inseparable, so we cannot really know it in the ordinary sense. So since our thoughts, cognitions, and intellect cannot access the secret heart, the ultimate way to arrive at this layer is through surrender, a total letting go. By accepting to not know, and by falling into the darkest space of the heart cave, we find ourselves inside and one with our innermost being. So let's enter the cave together now.